Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're headed to Texas, Boca Chica, Texas. There has been for some time a mystery as to the objection to Starbase. That is the idea launching from Boca Chica for the moon and Mars and beyond by SpaceX. Recently, the U.S. made a decision through its regulatory agencies that Boca Chica can be used for R&D, for experimental launches. I remember the number 5 per year, but now Bob is going to tell us who else opposes using Boca Chica for Starbase. Who's that, Bob?
Well, surprise, surprise, environmentalists and the left, Sierra Club and a local tribe in Indian tribe in South Texas, had jointly sued, and they also teamed up with another organization called Save Rio Grande Valley, environmental group, activist group. They had sued because whenever SpaceX has to do a test or a launch, they have to close the beaches right next to where the facility is. And initially, there was laws in Texas which said you cannot close these beaches. The state legislature and local authorities changed those laws so to allow for closures of the beaches for space-related launches. That's pretty specific to this case. The Sierra Club and these Indian tribes and the environmental groups sued, saying, no, the state constitution says you can't do that. That court suit was dismissed about 2 weeks ago. They are now appealing the case, claiming that, yes, this is a violation of the state constitution, and there should be no launches allowed, no beach closures allowed, shut SpaceX down completely at Boca Chica. One of the people involved in the lawsuit, the Brownsville organizer, Emma Guevara, she complained, quote, her family was forced to hear the noise, which launched without any warning for the public. Oh, my God, what a horror. My God, she might be inconvenienced by some noise. So we should shut down this very prosperous new industry that is reinvigorating what had been a depressed economy in Brownsville and South Texas for decades. Now, those people don't deserve jobs. Emma Guevara and her family don't want to hear noises, and so they'll shut them down.
Bob, there's something about this that reminds me of TMT on Mauna Kea, isn't there?
Yeah, same thing.
Are they looking for money? You know, there's an opinion that all disputes can be settled if you find the right money number.
Well, already these environmentalists have used their lobbying effort to force SpaceX to give them money. The FAA approval of the environmental reassessment included in it a demand that SpaceX basically pay off two different environmental groups yearly with payments to do what their launches. And that's basically a political payoff that SpaceX is now ordered by the government to do. Now, what happens here is a little harder. This looks to me not like payoff. This looks like more like they just want to shut it down because they're against development, John.
Lucy, what is Lucy and what's happened?
Lucy is a mission to visit the Trojan asteroids that orbit fore and aft of Jupiter. It's supposed to visit about 9, I think, asteroids in both sets, clouds of Trojans. It launched in October, and it had a problem with one of its solar arrays. It didn't deploy in completely. Well, the science team has been doing attempts to get it to deploy more and more, and they've got it to deploy about, I'd say, 90%, about somewhere around 355 degrees out of 360 degrees. It's like a Chinese fan that opens up, and it's just almost completely open. They've now made the decision they're not going to try anymore. They think it's stable, it's solid, and they're going to proceed with the mission as it is in this condition. And so Lucy appears to be okay right now, and it's going to go to the asteroids and look at them, John.
From the Lucy probe, we go to the surface of Mars. Perseverance is fine, is healthy, no problems, everything's deployed correctly. But It is space history to pick up pieces of Perseverance's landing craft. What is this photograph, Bob?
These are two photographs I had posted on Behind the Black earlier. What's happened is Perseverance has been observing small bits of debris blowing around in the region where it's now roving. And these debris are pieces left over from the landing. Some of it's netting from the parachute, some of it's the parachute itself, some of it's other debris from the descent and landing material. And so they posted the science team posted a description of what they're finding and why and how and so forth and so on. And one of the pieces, the parachute picture lying on the ground was taken by Ingenuity when it flew over. And there's another picture that Perseverance took of a little bit of string that's kind of like twisted like a, almost like a bowl of spaghetti that it spotted. And what's interesting about all these pictures is they're showing that the wind on Mars, which is very, very weak, the atmosphere is only a thousandth of the density of Earth's. So even if it blows very fast, it can hardly blow anything. We thought, but it's blowing this material around, and it actually seems to be gathering at the base of the delta that flows into the crater, and that's where Perseverance is right now, and that's why it's seeing a lot of this stuff. So it's kind of interesting. The wind has the ability to blow things more than we actually had thought, John.
Bob, the surface of Mars, a crater rim. What do you see in this picture?
In this cool picture on my website, this is just another example of how Mars is not a waterless, dry planet, as many mainstream press will report. It is actually has there's strong evidence everywhere that there's water ice can be found almost anywhere on the planet. This is a crater at 35 degrees latitude that has a glacier material in the inside, and it appears that glacier material is enough to break breaches in the crater rim in the past and flow out, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.